Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now I'm out here in Luttrell's Town Castle, a place I think I was here as a child, but I haven't been for many years. And I've just driven in through a golf course, the most beautiful greenery and forestry, and then you arrive across a river and a lake, and here lies this wonderful castle that is Luttrell's Town Castle. And I'm delighted now to meet the general manager, Ivan King. Ivan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
Do you know what? I'm aghast in a positive way about what lies before us here. I think I was here as a child, but this is an amazing, amazing place, almost in the heart of Dublin.
Indeed, it's hard to believe. It's 565 acres in lush kind of parkland, as you say, in Dublin. So it's old country here, but hard to believe the size of the place, considering it is in Dublin.
What's on offer here, Ivan? I gather from what I read about on the website and that primarily the business is event driven. So what do you actually offer here?
Yep, absolutely. It's event driven. It's a private hire castle with 20 bedrooms, so exclusive hire venue that primarily events, residential bookings as well, you know, 2 week holidays, family holidays, vacations, etc. But and also obviously weddings, a large part of the business here is weddings as well, so a very popular venue for weddings, and considering it's exclusive and you get the whole castle to yourself.
Now, we do know that there was one wedding here which is still talked about, and that's the wedding of David and Victoria Beckham. Do many people ask you about that?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people ask me, everybody asked me if I was here then. I wasn't here that long ago, but it's definitely still at the forefront of everyone's mind when they think of Luttrell's Town, because obviously the size and the magnitude of that particular wedding at the time was huge. And of course, the Beckham brand has just grown and grown since then. So it's definitely a question that we're asked very often.
This room that we're in now, and maybe just to describe it for our listeners, it's got beautiful cornice vaulted ceilings, wall-to-wall bookshelves. It's obviously the library.
Yes, this is the library, and the room hasn't really changed at all over the years, with the exception of some painting and things like that. But there's nearly 900 books here. In fact, there's a very famous Bible we have here.
Wow.
There was only 12 of them ever made. It was a misprint in the Bible, and instead of saying "Thou shalt not commit adultery," it says "Thou shalt commit adultery." So that book is locked away because it's very rare, but there's 12 of them only ever made. And an interesting fact there for this library.
Ivan, the last 15 months have been pretty heinous for most people in practically every business. Clearly, you were shut down here. How difficult have things been? Just tell me a little bit about the last 12 months.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, obviously, like everyone, we had a huge amount of uncertainty, a lot of, I suppose, doom and gloom in terms of, you know, what was coming out from the government in terms of how bad the situation was. And we're all very aware of that. I suppose we're all a little bit more realistic now of what the situation is. But back a year ago, no one knew. We thought we might be open in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month. And obviously that went on a lot longer than we had anticipated. We were you know, fortunate that, for example, while the castle was closed and that wasn't great, and all our events didn't materialise, we did have a huge increase in golf membership. The golf club turned out to do very well in that regard. So there has been a positive side of things as well with that. And we think that now golf, there's a new interest in golf, I suppose countrywide, but also for us, that we've grown our membership substantially, and we're very excited about that. So, I mean, there was positive vibes.
Sure.
As well.
Now, we've just entered the Aileen Plunkett room, or suite, I'd call it, a four-poster bed, a magnificent fireplace with a grand mirror over it. And then over on the left, inside a bay window, I see the most beautiful copper bath with a copper shower that's got its own view right out across the estate. Ivan, this is absolutely amazing. And in here, oh wow, there's another bathroom in here to the right, practically a bathroom bigger than any room you'd normally see, with another bath, four stool or 4 foot pedestal bath right in the centre on these beautiful tiles, chandeliers. This is magnificent.
Yes, thank you, Bobby. It is indeed. And this is the room where, as you probably even understand when you're standing here, is that often there are couples who are getting married, or, you know, whoever wants the master suite, this is usually the room they choose.
Yeah.
Again, lots of history again at this room. Aileen Plunkett was Nee Guinness. So she was Arthur Guinness's daughter. Arthur Guinness, not the original Arthur Guinness, but his nephew, who's Arthur Guinness as well. She was here for over 50 years. As the resident here in Luttrellstown. So a huge part of the history here is Aileen Plunkett.
There's many a bride and groom who've had this room and really, really enjoyed the benefits of same. Oh, look at this, the whole, I'm just looking at all the built-in wardrobes in this. Like, this is probably one of the biggest bathrooms I've ever seen. There's high stools in it. There's a traditional old weighing scales, which looks like something from the 18th century. And you're going to open up a press now. What's in here? Wow. That's where the loo is. I was wondering where it was.
It's the old WC. Everything is hidden behind the wash closet, you know. But again, it's very old worldly.
And Ivan, typically then, if somebody was to take, you know, the whole castle for a week or whatever, what do they generally do? What sort of activities do people seem to really enjoy here at the castle?
Sure, people like to, well, we have a lovely walk down Troar Glen, which is a beautiful wooded glen. There's horse riding, archery, fishing. So Richie looks after our fishing, and
we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously golf then as well is a big part of the draw here as well. So if people are taking more than a day or two here in the castle, they tend to use all those activities.
Now, I was tempted by the fishing, and you mentioned Richie there. I'm going to go down and see him. Are there any fish in this in these lakes and river?
There are, and Richie would be able to tell you better than I would, but I know there's plenty of pike.
Okay, well, I'm going to go down and see if I can catch myself a fish. Thanks for showing us around, Ivan. It really, really is a spectacular venue, and hopefully I might catch a fish.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that, and no better man to be with you than Richie, but I'm delighted to have you out, Bobby. I really appreciate it.
Now, I've just left Ivan, and I've wandered down to the boathouse here at Luttrellstown Castle, and I've met a man I know for many years, but it's great to see him again, Richie Johnson. Welcome to the programme.
How are you, Bobby? Good to see you here.
Now we're out on the boat. Richie, you might just tell our listeners about this lake here, what fish are in it, and what your guests actually enjoy when you bring them fishing here.
Well, the lake is here, it's part of the Liffey system. The lake is above the Liffey. You can see the waterfall down at the far end of the lake there that drains down into the Liffey at Strawberry Red. So the lake is about 10 acres. It's spring fed. There's also a few streams that come into it. As you can see, the water is very clear.
Beautiful.
There's good populations of fish in it. There's roach in it, there's eels in it, there's some pike in it, there's perch in it, and an occasional trout. The guests that come to Luttrellstown Castle would fish it mainly from a boat. They mainly lure fish, they can fly fish. Winter time is very good for pike in general, and then in the summertime people can fish for roach, perch and pike.
We were going to hold this piece of recording for me catching a fish, and we were out, just to be honest here, we were out for the last couple of hours. We got one bite, but we didn't catch anything. But there was a bite, Richie, you'll confirm that.
I will confirm it, just so the listeners, it's made clear, Bobby did have a pike right to the boat, a nice fish, and it came off just as we were to land it. But that's typical of fishing at this time of year. We've just had a couple of days of thunder and lightning. The weather has been quite unsettled, so the fish aren't really on the feed. Come here in the winter time, it's a different kettle of fish altogether. And we will do another day here, and you will see plenty of fish.
Well, Richie, you know, we didn't catch any fish today, but as always, I enjoyed it out on this most beautiful, majestic setting here on the lake in Luttrellstown Castle. Thanks for bringing me out. I really enjoyed it.
No problem.